Thanks for listening to the Jerry Bader Show podcast presented by Amish Furniture Warehouse in the New London area. Check them out today at amishfurniturewarehouse.biz. Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. Maybe I should... I do want to get to what's going on in Washington and the Gorsuch nomination. Trying to decide. You know what? We're going to push that back at least one more segment. And here's why. Because for 2 days last week, I did not get to this. And there are actually two stories on it now. This out of Sheboygan. Let me do this. I'm going to start with the first story first. The Sheboygan Press has two stories. And I wanted to tie them in when we were talking about the gun debate last week, and that didn't happen. This is the story of Alderman Job Jose. And let me tell you what I'm noticing from his picture in the Sheboygan Press. The older he gets, the more he looks like his dad. But I guess that happens to all of us at some point. The Jose family does have an interesting pedigree in history in terms of local politics in Sheboygan. Let me euphemistically put it that way. This last week, Job Jose had been tipped off before last Monday's Common Council meeting that an immigration enforcement resolution he had authored could draw crowds of protesters. So the 4th District Alderman brought a gun with him, two actually, to the March 20th meeting. As he had expected, crowds turned out to chant and protest against a resolution that would have required the city's police department to obey federal immigration laws. The city council that night soundly defeated the resolution. But the .45 caliber pistol he carried openly on his hip and the smaller concealed gun he had also brought into City Hall have prompted a firm response from the city. No firearms allowed, at least not in the hands of city staff or elected officials while they are at work. In a memo that has circulated since then among city staff, several top officials have said the city bans its employees from carrying a weapon while on duty or in a city building. Is an alderman an employee of the city? Earl? Yes. When you were an alderman at the Appleton City Council, you were considered employees. You're paid, right? Well, you're paid. The city pays you. Not much, I'm guessing, but what were you, a couple grand? $5,600 a year? Whoa, that's big time cash for part time. Well, of course, the last number I saw was many, many years ago. That's probably actually not much by the hour. Actually, it's nothing. I mean, $5,600 a year for what is really a 24/7 job, unless you get an unpublished phone number, which you can't do. I mean, your phone did ring all hours of the day and night, right? Pretty much 7 days a week. And goodness forbid that you would be spotted in public by a constituent. Oh, yeah. Never got a call after 11 p.m. Well, gee, that's nice. But that's, you got approached at a brunch with your family just once? Oh, you must have in public. Yeah, oh, yeah. But that, I mean, that was the most intrusive one. You were at brunch. Well, they got you, Earl. You know, and they were a direct constituent of yours. Yeah. I know all sorts of city officials that deal with that. The possession, use, or threat of use of a weapon by employees is prohibited in the workplace, the memo says, citing a section of the city's employee handbook. Although the state of Wisconsin allows concealed carry of handguns, no employee is permitted to carry a handgun while on duty unless their position requires it, the memo later adds, citing the same handbook. There's actually dispute about that. Now, what they're saying is because he's an employee and they can tell employees not to carry guns. I don't know if that's exactly true. If you're not posted, there's debate about whether you can have rules against an employee carrying a gun. The document notes that elected and appointed officials, including alders on the city's common council, are considered employees of the city and would thus fall under the handbook's policies. It finishes by noting, alderpersons and other elected officials are prohibited from carrying or possessing handguns and other dangerous weapons on city property. Please leave them at home or in your car. But Jose said he takes multiple issues with that. Asked if he believed he had a right to openly carry a firearm in City Hall, Jose said, certainly. I'm not aware of the city policy. I question the constitutionality of it. He said of policies, the memo cites barring weapons. For one thing, he said, the Second Amendment gives us the right to keep and bear arms. And for another, he questions whether or not he or other elected members of the Common Council can rightly be considered employees. I'm an elected official. I can't really be discharged for not showing up for work or something like that. Well, yeah. Is he an employee of city administration or of the voters? Usually, though, you're held to the various policies, sexual harassment, so on. The issue flared after last Monday's Common Council meeting. Massive crowds of protesters. Some city observers estimated the number at more than 500 turned up that night at City Hall to voice opposition to a resolution that would have strengthened the city's immigration enforcement. Told beforehand the crowds might show up to oppose the resolution he had authored, Jose armed himself for safety reasons, he said, in case anybody got any screwy ideas. On his hip was a .45 caliber pistol. He also carried what he called an antique .25 caliber firearm concealed. I carry that one often, he said, which also carries 7 rounds. He says he's had a concealed carry license in the state since 2011. And Marilyn Donahue, Common Council President, one of the senders of the recent memo, said she found the guns display disconcerting. I was not happy. I was not happy to see the guns, she said. City Attorney Chuck Adams on Monday said the policy only targets, now listen to this, only targets city employees. Civilians and those who don't work for the city can carry concealed weapons inside City Hall, considering they have the proper license, he said. They can generally open carry inside City Hall as well. I don't think this is legal. I don't think you can tell an employee they can't carry guns when the public can. And I think this is a test case for businesses that don't post but then tell employees they can't carry a gun. We're just putting people on notice, Donahue said. Maybe there are other alders who carry guns. I don't think so. We're just putting people on notice that this is in violation of city policy. I know this is in dispute. Even if you consider someone an employee, let's set that debate aside and say that Job Jose is an employee of the city of Sheboygan. I think they're creating a test case here that you can say that civilians, anyone else who doesn't work for the city, can carry a gun in City Hall. But if you work for the city, you can't. I think that raises questions as to whether that's in conflict with the 2011 law and to whether it's constitutional. Can an employer say, no, we're not going to post. Anyone can walk in here with a concealed firearm, but not you. You work here. They do make that distinction, that the police chief uses the gun in his professional capacity. So then, the police chief probably generally does attend meetings. And then Jose wouldn't need protection. Yeah, but that's a subjective thing. If he feels he has the right to do it, that's the whole point. Because Earl, what you just said is the standard argument against concealed carry. Well, you don't need protection. Cops carry guns. Now, what you're saying is, but you know that an armed police officer would be there. I still think that's irrelevant. I think this is going to be an interesting test case. Now, the follow-up is that Jose, called for the resignations, is threatening to have the state's attorney general remove two top city officials if they don't heed requests to resign. That's after those officials sent a memo this month telling city workers they can't carry weapons while at work. Here is what I am going to do. I'm going to reach out to Brad Schimmel, to his office, and ask, what is their interpretation of the 2011 law that made concealed carry legal? And then you have open carry, which is completely unregulated in Wisconsin. Can an employer have a rule? Again, can an employer not post, and say the public can come in with concealed guns, but our employees can't? Is that permissible under the 2011 law? I think we're about to find out. I'm going to pose that question to Attorney General Brad Schimmel's office. We will get to the Gorsuch nomination and the nuclear option. Before 11 o'clock, we got a ton of stuff to get to. 9:46.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.